The Word of God tells us in Psalm 29. And the Word of God tells us that the voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. We just praise God because, oh, Lord, we thank you that you are the God of glory. You are the God of peace. You are the God of splendor. You are the God of beauty, Lord. And we know that nothing goes on in our lives that has not been just blessed by your hand. So we thank you, Lord, for your glory. We thank you for your splendor. We thank you for your beauty. We thank and praise you, O God, for all that you are and for all that you have done. Father, we thank you for getting us up this morning and our right minds to start our day here with the TMC call. We thank you for the telecommunications sanctuary, where we can come together and worship you, praise you, and pray and give our testimonies. Lord, we thank and praise you so much for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you, Lord, that they knew about something that needed to be done. They knew that the word needed to go forth. They knew that the company needed to be saturated in prayer, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for their obedience. We thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness, knowing that through their obedience that you would bring about something that is just magnificent, something that is amazing in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family. Oh, Father, that you continue to touch Papa Diaz de Leon, that you continue to strengthen him, oh Lord, that you continue to bless him with witty ideas in the mighty name of Jesus, that you continue to put a hedge of protection around their families in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you that this call goes forth with clarity this morning. We thank you for the speaker, Lord, who would bring forth the word of God, Lord, and that the word is blessed in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who is gathered around the buffet table this morning. Now, Lord, I pray that you bless each and every person individually and collectively with their families in Jesus' name, for you said that we shall be blessed. And so we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that the word will nourish us in Jesus' name spiritually, Lord, and that we might be able to go out and share it with someone else. Now, Lord, we just command the airways that they have already lined up with the word of God, and this call will go forth without any interruption, and the hearers are blessed. And we are more than hearers, but we are doers of your word as well. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can. I love you, my sister and my family. God bless you.
God bless you. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you so much for greeting the people. Good morning to each one of you. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey, and I am going to send love and hugs to each one of you, and we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this awesome call, the Master's Call. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for opening us up in prayer and clearing the atmosphere so we can hear the word of God. This call was founded on prayer by two wonderful women of God, and we love them dearly. Dr. P.K. Roberts, she is the only ambassador of a network marketing company, and she is our ambassador of Artists International, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, trying to change her name, but we won't do that because God assigned it. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They are in love with the Lord. They love us. They love you. They love to pray. They listen to God. And lo and behold, we have this awesome call. And we are approaching almost 4 years here on the Master's Call. We stand on a wonderful scripture, and you can locate it in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I've cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We begin our day with call. We begin our day with prayer, and we end this call with prayer. And we know that when we pray, God hears us, and his word is not going to return void at all. In the mighty name of Jesus. And each one of us, our mission statement is truly teaching us and showing us how we can be enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers as we begin our day. our website address. If you would like to listen to any of the messages, you can go to our website address. And the website address is themasterscall.net. Themasterscall.net. We also have an email address. You can send any of your praise reports, your prayer requests, even if you would like to bring a word forward, if you would like to volunteer and help us with this awesome conference that's coming up, and I'll tell you a little more about that, you can send all that information to info@themasterscall.net. And you're probably saying to yourself, well, what is she talking about? Well, we are having our Artist National Conference. It's our 2014 Global Event Spectacular, and it's featuring the Kings of Artists. It's going to be held in Orlando, Florida, June 13th through the 15th. That's Father's Day weekend. There's going to be new and upcoming artist leaders. There's going to be an Oscar red carpet gala going on. There are VIP tickets. You're going to have training like never before. And if you want to find out more about this awesome event that's taking place June 13th through the 15th at the Orlando World Center Conference Resort, you can go to their website, which is artistempowermentconference.com. artistempowermentconference.com. And, of course, that's www. And also, you can find out additional information about that conference. Distributors, go to your back office. And for those who have been invited to the call, go back to the person who invited you to the call, and they will be glad to share it with you. And we have another call immediately following this one. It is our morning motivational call. There are teams of leaders that teach us what we need to do, how to do it. We talk about our products because many of us are health and wellness distributors, entrepreneurs with Artists International. And that call is hosted by our godmother of Artists International and an awesome team of platinums down to the advisors. And you can listen to that immediately following this call. And the number is 530-881-1300. 530-881-1300. And the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Well, I'm not going to take up any additional time right now. I'm going to tell you one more thing, and then I'll come back with our announcements after we hear the word of God. But if you would like to also serve with us in worship, don't forget, send it to our email address. But let me tell you about this victorious woman of God. She is a doctor. She is an Artist International wealthpreneur, entrepreneur. This is Dr. Teresa Spiller. Her vision and her passion are to unite, to empower, and enlighten women of God to their purpose, destiny, and their future by teaching an uncompromising truth of God's word concerning all issues for women. Dr. Teresa, she is an innovator. She's intellectual. She is an inspirational woman of God. She preaches with power. She's anointed. She preaches with conviction, and she is called to transform lives. Dr. Teresa, she's affectionately known as Lady T. She is the wife of one of our leaders in Artists International, Dr. Raphael Spiller. And he's the pastor and the co-founder of Now Faith Christian Center, and it's located in Pearland, Texas. She was born in Galveston, Texas. When she graduated from high school, she attended and graduated also from Texas Southern University with a degree in criminal justice. Lady T, among all of her blessings, she's blessed by her husband and their awesome three beautiful children, Makaya Raniel, Trinity Nicole, and Raphael Nicholas II. Praise God. Well, without any further delay, I know God has given her a word to give to us. Make sure you have your pen, your paper, and your sword so you can hear this word from Dr. Teresa Spiller. Are you there, Lady T, Dr. Teresa Spiller?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Pastor V. I do not see her yet on the board. I know she had been under the weather. So good morning, Master's Call family. Absolutely no problem. There always is a word from the Lord. We will just go on and be ready in season and out of season. I praise God for each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us this morning. I will just go on and continue with the series I started a while back, and we're just going to keep Dr. Spiller in prayer and just pray all is well. But I had talked a time again before about what is the condition of your heart. What is the condition of your heart? And we talked about having our spiritual checkup every day, doing a checkup from the neck up, making sure our mind is lined up with thus saith the word of the Lord. Our text scriptures that we had used in this series were from Proverbs 4:23, very familiar passage in that 23rd verse in the fourth chapter of Proverbs. It said, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. We have clear instructions to guard our hearts. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? Well, when I was in corporate America, we used to say something all the time that was so simple, so basic, but so real. Garbage in, garbage out. I'd say blessings in, blessings out. What you feed your spirit, what you feed your mind, what diet you have determines, sets up, aligns the boundaries for how our heart acts. Another scripture we use is Luke 6, verse 45, that 45th verse in chapter 6 of Dr. Luke, says, the good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. So when people say things and say, I don't know where that came from. Well, I do. That's what was in your heart, especially when you catch us off guard. That's what was dwelling in our heart. So we're being reminded, we're being admonished even today to do a spiritual checkup to see what is the real condition of our heart. And our heart in the Bible is that spiritual realm. Is that natural realm of will, intellect, and emotions, and mainly the reasoning area of our mind, what we think, what we believe, and what we do comes from that premise, that point of what we believe. We talked in times before about having a daily workout with the Word. That was our first point, our WWW, the spiritual version, a workout with the Word. See, if the Word is on your diet, if the Word, if you're spending, I talked before about even 10 minutes a day reading your daily bread, your upper room in meditation. I love how Godmother reads every call, starts with every call reading from her book from Pastor Joel Osteen, but setting a foundation of a diet of the Word of God, when it gets in your spirit, it sets the condition of your heart. David said in Psalm 51, verse 10, very familiar, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Every day we need a workout with the Word. We should be having a physical workout, but we need that workout with the Word so our mind is right, so we won't have that stinking thinking. You know, the world, corporate America, motivational circles have taught us well on affirmations, have taught us well on saying our decrees, but way back in the good book, it talked about feeding your spirit, calling those things that be not as though they were, in Romans 4:17, where you stand at your Alpha and with eyes of faith, you see all the way to your Omega. You're seeing right now in your Alpha, things are kind of messed up, not exactly where I want them, but with the eyes of faith, I see a better day. With the eyes of faith, I decree and speak to the heavens that I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. With my eyes of faith, with my workout with the Word, I align the atmosphere. I set things in order and say only what God says about me. We've got to have the workout with the Word. What today is the condition of your heart? Have you had your spiritual checkup today? Then secondly, we talked about before about choosing to change, being willing to grow, but according to the Word. See, all of us got little Halloween skeletons in our closet. All of us have some issues. We love to say in artists, issues with our tissue, but a lot of us have issues in our personality, in our character, in our integrity. And thank God for the blood of Jesus. We all can grow and change, but we have to first be willing to change, to choose to change. So when we have that workout with the Word, when the Word shines the light on that attitude that wasn't right, when the Word shines the light on that belief system that doesn't line up with God's Word, when the Word shines the light that you can do better and be better and stop saying, I can't help it, because then you've deceived your own heart, because with God, I can do all things, right? When the Word shines the light on I can decide to take one step at a time and watch God. When I take one, he takes 100. Ah, Holy Ghost says, when you choose to change, I'm the paraclete, I'm the comforter, I'm your help. When you choose to change, then 1 John 4:4 kicks in, greater is he that's in you than any demonic attack that's in the world. So no matter what fiery dart, what fear, what doubt may come, when we work out with the Word, we can choose to change and sit up a little stronger. We can choose to change, and when those thoughts hit our mind that don't line up with success, with empowerment, with us doing what we're called to do for our destiny, we say, devil, you are a lie. I am an overcomer. Oh, we ought to get excited this morning, because when you work out with the Word, as the old saints say, you feel your help coming on. We have to understand that we are all works in progress, and for the blood of Jesus, we can look today and say, I'm not where I need to be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. And with the hope of Christ, I'm on my way to becoming what I'm destined to be, willing to grow, choosing to change according to the Word. What is the condition of your heart? Have you had that spiritual checkup from the neck up today? Have you spoke truth to your own heart that I can do better? I am doing better. I will continue to do and be better. And the third point that we want to talk about as we continue in this series of what is the condition of your heart from our text scripture. We talked about guarding your heart. Be the best Holy Ghost gatekeeper. Be the best Holy Ghost gatekeeper. The heart is our will, our emotions, and the will provides man with the determination to carry through with his thinking. And we have so many biblical examples and that we have to have a willing heart and guard that heart. Exodus 35, that fifth verse, and Exodus 35 says, take from among you an offering to the Lord, whoever is of a willing heart. I love the verse, I speak over my own self, and my flesh kind of loses its mind and wants to go a crazy way, you know, stuck on crazy. I have to quote Isaiah 1:19 that reminds Nessa, if you are willing and obedient. So you just can't do it and have a bad attitude. Let's get the attitude lined up with the altitude, eagle, that you're soaring to be. When you're willing and obedience. Then you'll eat the good of the land, the fat of the land. See, God always gives us some prerequisites. God gives us some conditions in his word. We're not robots. We have to choose to change. We have to line our mouths up the word and stop saying what we can't do, but remind, I can in Christ do all things. I love to remind my little niece, her name is Candace, but we nicknamed her as a child Can Do, and prophetically I knew what we were speaking in her little spirit, and often through her years, I'm so proud of her. She's graduating early this year, end of this year from college there at Jackson State, and she'd always call me from time to time, "Aunt Nessie, you know, I know this and I understand that, but I think I can do that." I said, "That's right, that's your nickname. I can do. Come on, can do." And when you speak destiny over yourself, that's why names are so important, but when we speak it over our spirits, when our flesh is hollering, "I don't want to, ooh, this is hard," ooh, that may be the fact, but the truth of God's word will overtrump it if you are willing to change. So guard your heart so that out of your mouth doesn't come the negativity. Then when you only feel negative, practice my sum principle. Some of y'all remember over the years I've been teaching this. God gave me this Holy Ghost nugget when I was in the midst of trying to have a little prophetic moment. And he said, "Sum, shut up ministry." You know, I'm dealing with folks of color. He didn't say, "Just be quiet, Vanessa." Shut up ministry. Sometimes you don't need to say a mumbling word because your words have authority. Your words carry power, and you don't want to cancel out what God is trying to set up and do in our lives. So sometimes we don't need to say nothing. If we can't say nothing good at all, what is the old saying? Don't say nothing at all. Guard your heart so that when folks come and want to just verbally vomit on you, just want to whine, fuss, and complain, I understand there's a place sometimes that we need to get it out. We need to talk about it. But we ain't talking about this for the 12th time. Sweetheart, the blood of Jesus could have taken care of it on the second. Show enough could have healed you by the third. You have to be willing, getting in your spirit, willing to choose to change and let your confession line up with the word. And then all of a sudden you'll be in the faith gym, God's faith gym, and he'll build those faith muscles. He'll build the fruit of God in your life where you'll see yourself doing better, being better, walking better in him. But you've got to guard your heart in love, baby. We can't go over this again. Sweetheart, I listen to the problem. Now let's talk and pray for the solution. See, we got to guard our heart because folks don't mean any harm, but they can cause great harm to our spirit. Some of our belief systems happen because for years we heard those untrue things. Girl, they ain't no good. Oh, he'll never be anything. When you hear that long enough, you start believing it, and then you got to guard your heart that you don't judge everybody by a bad experience. That may be your experience, but it's not the total truth of God's word. Oh, somebody ought to say amen and oh me this morning. We're talking about what is the condition of your heart. And then next we want to talk about our hearts with our emotions. You know, some of us, we don't have drama. We're not happy. If there's no drama, we're going to go out and create some drama. Drama queens. Some of us are drama princesses in the making. We got to stop that. That's not God's best. He dwells in the peace by the still waters, the peace, shalom of God, where you can hear his voice clearly, accurately. Guard your heart. Be that Holy Ghost gate keeper, and then have our daily decisions. They determine our destiny. Boy, when I heard Dr. Mike Murdoch say that, wow, just grab my pen. Things just start pouring out of me. Daily decisions determine our destiny. See, where you are today, right now, at 7:24 a.m. Central Standard Time on May 27, 2004, is totally from some past decisions you made day by day. If you're not where you want to be, hey, praise God for the blood of Jesus. Let's just repent and do better and be better. But our daily decisions brought us to where we are. So we have to go back and say, God, search my heart. If there's anything in there that's unpleasing in your sight, wash me. Wash my attitude. Make it pure before you. Light up my words and my conversation so that it edifies and glorifies you. I want my checkup from my neck up to be lined up with you and your will. So in this series, we've talked about first having that daily workout with the word, and then secondly, choosing to change so we're willing to grow according to God's word. Then we're going to guard our heart and be the best Holy Ghost gatekeepers. And it's good. It's good when you guard your heart. And then the heart is an individual's conscience. We've got to understand that when that still small voice says, don't say it, don't go there, don't do it, that's why you need peace and calm in your life so you can hear God's voice and the voice of a stranger, John 10:10, you will not follow. So lastly, our daily decisions determine our destiny and the condition of our heart. So my question to you this morning is, what is the condition of your heart? Have you had your spiritual checkup from the neck up today? I pray that just like you do your health assessment with artists, we're doing our spiritual assessment before God, being honest, being determined to develop and decree in our life the destiny that God desires. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you for that powerful word, Dr. Vanessa. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, you are so good to us. You are awesome. You are wonderful. And we thank you, Lord, for your word that has come forward today. Daily decisions determine our destiny. Guard our heart. What are we speaking? Father, I thank you that your word is right. I thank you that your word is true. I thank you for the logos, Father. I thank you, Lord, that as it was spoken to each one of us and expressed to us, Father, that we will be sensitive to what you are saying to us. Thank you, Lord, that as the word has gone forward, it's not going to return void. Your word has been planted in the hearts of your people, Father God, planted on good ground, Lord, and we are going to heed and hear and listen and do and become all that you have called us to do, all that you have called us to be in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that your word is a commandment. It's a direction. You're communicating to each one of us. And I thank you for the counsel that you give us in and through your word. For there's power in your word. There's promises in your word. There's provision in your word. And there's purpose in your word. And you sent your word to heal us. You are the healer. You are the great physician. And I bless you and I honor you, and we will not forget your benefits. And we, Lord Jesus, know that you came with healing on your wings and your people are healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you took sickness away from them. You bore those infirmities. And you said that by the stripes that you accepted on your body, that they are healed. You said that healing belongs to your children, for they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And I thank you, Father, for all of those that are traveling. You are watching over them. Your angels are encamped around them in the mighty name of Yeshua. I thank you for being the God of provision, Jehovah Jireh. I thank you, Lord, that there's nothing too difficult for you, Father. And as we come before you and as we seek you, Lord, and as we speak your word, Father God, knowing your word, believing your word, knowing, Lord God, that whatever the circumstances, whatever we need, you have it for each and every single one of us because we believe your word. We speak it, we say it, we decree it, so let's live it. We will live it in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the kings of artists, Lord. They're preparing for this awesome conference that is going forward. And, Father God, you've given them everything that they need, Father. They're sensitive to your voice.
They hear what you're telling them to do, Lord God. You put men and women in their path, Father God, who was there to assist them. I thank you, Father, for the leaders of Artists International and for our Papa Diaz de Leon. He is strong in you and in the power of your might, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that his lungs are clear. He is healthy. He is whole. He's a mighty man of valor, Father God. His wife is victorious, Lord God, and they, Lord, hear your voice, and they're moving forward with all of the direction that you have given them, Father, because Artists is new. Artists is changing. Artists is prosperous. Artists is whole. Artists is healthy. We are one, and we know, Father God, the plan and the purpose that you have for this company, this international, worldwide company, Father God, and it's a plan that is good for each and every single person, starting with the head all the way down to each one of us, Father, because we are going to be willing. Willing, just like Dr. Vanessa said, when you are willing and when you are obedient, then you can eat the good of the land. So we choose to do that this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Artists International, friends and family, we bless you and we honor you. And let me go ahead and give you the MNC number again. Get on the call. Listen to what's going on. Find out what we can do as a team to continue that we are prosperous, and so is Artists International. That number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-pound. Don't forget our conference, artistempowermentconference.com. Go to the website. See what the kings of artists are talking about, what they have planned for you. Register, get your hotel room, get your airfare, have fun. You are going to be blessed. Share it with your friends, share it with your family members. And we, the TMC family, if you want to serve with us during worship, during the conference, send that information to our email address, info@themasterscall.net. Father, I thank you for the victorious woman of God that brought the word forward. I thank you, Lord, for her dedication to you and your people. Dr. Vanessa, please come forward. Give us our daily benediction because you are blessed and highly favored in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen, amen. I receive that. Father God, I just thank you for this awesome call and this time together that we are doing our spiritual checkup and we are testing the condition of our heart so that our heart does not deceive us, that our heart is fertile soil to receive your word, so that our heart is a Geiger counter in the spirit to only allow in things that glorify and edify you with the compassion that comes only from you. Now, as we leave this call, that we will never depart from your presence. We're cloaked in your word. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, that there is nothing that is more powerful than the blood to heal us, to protect us, to deliver us, and to guide us. So we apply this doorpost to the tables of our heart. And as we leave this call, I thank you for growth. I thank you for empowerment. I thank you for increased sensitivity to your will so that we'll do it your way. And until we come together again, Spirit of the Living God, continue to grow big inside of us. And we thank you, we celebrate you, and we magnify your name, the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be blessed today, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. And for some of you all, go right on over and we'll hear you on the Morning Motivational Call. Bye-bye.